In our previous year, we began a discussion about different activities that are they or are they not considered ma'aseh bishul. The Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi, Or Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, discusses the situation where somebody put on Shabbos on the oven soup, put it on an electric oven, and he sets up with a Shabbos clock that the oven should go on later and cook the soup. And the question is, I put it on an oven, the oven was completely off, is that considered a ma'aseh bishul? So he right away quotes the Rama in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei that says, "Also losim alatana, you're not allowed to put anything on the oven lefnei shehusak, before you put on the fire." V'akach yusak katana idei ochri, the kalacha that we just discussed, which is really the psak of the Trumas Hadeshin. Says the Har Tzvi that this situation where it's not going to be put on by an Akum, but it's going to be put on by a Shabbos cock, is certainly also. The question that he discusses in that tshuva quite at length is, if one did something like this, would he be allowed to drink, use the soup? And for that, he says that he takes a more lenient approach, that you would be allowed to use it. Also, he doesn't want to be mako, even in a situation if it was soup that was cooked at one point, it's still asur. Before we continue discussing the Shaila, Ramosha, when the Shailas and Shuvas, Eiris Moshe, Eiris Chaim, Chelik Dalad, Simon Samach, also discusses the Shabbos, the Shaila, putting food on an oven that's off, that the oven will go on automatically afterwards on Shabbos with a Shabbos clock. Ramosha, in that Shuva, his approach to that to the Shaila, besides the issues that we're discussing, is this considered bishul or not? Ramosha takes a much stronger approach, because Ramosha was opposed to Shabbos clocks. He says doing anything with a Shabbos clock is a tremendous zelusa l'Shabbos. At the end of the tshuva, Ramosha says that using a Shabbos clock to put on and turn off the lights on Shabbos, which clearly it's obvious that Ramosha wasn't very satisfied with that either. There, Ramosha is a little more makel. It seems that Ramosha's approach to the kula there primarily is because everybody uses a Shabbos clock for having the lights turned on and off, and therefore it doesn't represent such a zelusal Shabbos. Whereas in the situation that we're discussing, it's much more uncommon that somebody should use his oven even in a potentially permissible manner, and that's why he's much more machmer. There are a number of tshuvas regarding this shaila in the Shailos HaTshuvos Michas Yitzchak. There's a lengthy tshuva in Chelik Dalid Simen Chav Vav. In Sif Katan Yud, he says, "B'negei Elasas came b'Shabbos, l'hamet kira al kira chashmalos b'Shabbos, to put something on an electric oven, shahucha me'erev Shabbos lover b'shar plainus, that was prepared before Shabbos to go on at a certain time, b'vadei osur." And he quotes a Chazanish that said that even if the food was nizbashal katzarch, it's completely cooked. And he says, even if the food is still hot, he says, even, he says, it's no different than Chazara. And just like the Chazara is Osir, this is considered a situation of a Chazara that's Osir. And then, as we're learning in our shir, he says in Sifkot and Yud Zayin, as we discussed about Bishol, he says, as we learned in our sugya, Bishol is also even with a grama, as we quoted in our Gemara. So if we're talking about Bishol, what we learn from that, he says, is that when it comes to Bishol, we see that the act of Bishol is not connected in any way, that the act of Bishol is not in any way to be viewed as something that you actually have to accomplish something as you're doing the Maisa, which is usually the case in Hilchos Shabbos, but rather even a grumma by Bishol is also. And therefore, this situation which we're discussing of putting the pot on the oven before the before it's, even though the fire is not just on, it's certainly considered a Maisa Bishol. And therefore, he says, even though in other situations, the halacha is more lenient, he says this more in Tshuva Simchav Zayin, where in other areas the halacha is more lenient, when you set something up from before Shabbos, he gives the example that we just gave about the Shabbos clock. He gives the example where somebody sets up an alarm clock before Shabbos. Here, when it comes to this Shaila, he's much stricter. He also has a shorter tshuva in Chelik Ches, Simen Chav Ches, where he discusses a situation where you have something, this is a new situation, and we're going to quote a truth from Deborah Tzinarov in a moment about this more, where you put something, the best example is where you put something on the fire and it's on the fire as Shabbos begins. And then the fire will go off. And then the fire will go on again. He says even that is usur. He says it survives as a lusum Shabbos. He says, b'mokum tzorich gadol, Bakroi, where it's a tzarech gadol, and it's not something that happens on a regular basis, or the tzarech mitzvah, there he would be a little lenient in that situation. But let's review what that situation is all about. That situation is where the food was on the fire when Shabbos began, and the fire is on Shabbos, as Shabbos begins, and then during one point, the fire goes off, and then the fire will go back on. In that situation, he takes a more lenient approach. There is a very serious tshuva about all of these shailas in the Shailas Tshuvas Ber Moshe. Chelik Vav, in the back of the tshuvas, he has what's called the Kuntras Electric. And Simon Aleph and Simon Beis discusses this. So he's a little more lenient. And what I think he's speaking about is what many people have in their homes is like an electronic percolator. Now when you put your liquid, your water or your coffee or your tea, those are all examples that he gives, into your electric percolator, the electric percolator is not boiling all of the time. What happens is it goes on and off. So he says, since it goes on and off all the time, so it's not like you're setting up a situation that you should be causing something to cook on Shabbos. Rather, this is the way this appliance works. The way this appliance works is that it goes on and off on a regular basis. There he's makel, but even there, it's interesting, he only wants to be makel by a liquid. He doesn't want to be makel, I'm not exactly sure why, by a solid food. Certainly, he says, but if you're going to put a food on the on a hot plate or on an electric oven where it's set up with a Shabbos clock that the fire will go on sometime during the course of Shabbos, even if it doesn't happen immediately. So I guess what he's trying to avoid is the concern of Zilus of the Shabbos. You have much less of a concern of Zilus of the Shabbos if you don't have a situation where as soon as I put the food on, a minute later the fire goes on, still it's usher. And not only that, he says, not only is it also for a Jew to do that, but it would be even also to do so through a machel, through an akum. And even if the food that you're putting on was already in this bashel called tzarchai. The only time he is a little lenient, which is very much consistent with what we just learned from the Meches Yitzchak, if we're talking about a makum chayla, and you put the food not on Shabbos. He's never lenient with putting the food on Shabbos. Well, you put the food on the oven before Shabbos, but when you put the food on the oven before Shabbos, the fire was off. And then during the course of Shabbos, the fire goes on through a Shabbos clock, and it's a chayla, that's where he's makel. But the case that we just discussed from the Michas Yitzchak, where it's not a makam chayla, meaning you put the food on the fire Friday afternoon, and the fire was on, and then on Shabbos it went off because through your Shabbos clock, and then during the course of Shabbos it went back on, even though you put the food on the fire erev Shabbos, and it was and the fire was on when you put it on, he's not ready to be makel. And therefore, he says, the halacha is that if you put a food on such a hot plate that's going to be put on through a Shabbos clock, and you realize, as we're learning in our shiurim, that you're not allowed to do that, you should be careful to take that food off the hot plate before the Shabbos clock triggers that the fire should go on. And as I said, most paiskim are machmer. Not only may a Jew not do this, even an akum. The only time that the paiskim are a little more lenient, understandably, is in a situation where the, let's say there was, you have electric ovens in your home, and there was some sort of a short circuit. And because there was a short circuit, all the electricity went off. And then it got repaired by itself. So the food sort of maybe even cooled off. That he's mutter.